Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Good morning, everyone. Well, this is my first podcast from the bed. Yes, I am in bed. You guys are in bed with me right now. It's morning. It's raining, and I've got my coffee, and I'm all cozy. I just was doing some work, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to get up out of bed to do the podcast. I'm not going to go sit in my office and do it. I'm just going to do it from bed. Why not? Let's have some pillow talk, people. I love pillow talk, by the way. That's when, you know, in between sessions, you're taking a break or afterwards, sometimes even before. I love a good round of pillow talk. There you go. I'm on record. Okay. So the topic I want to cover today, or what's been going through my head, is the age difference, you know, that basically between, you know, with younger guys and older women. As many of you know, I do and have been seeing younger guys. And this is the first time in my life I've ever done that. And I've kind of fought it for a while in the beginning. I just didn't want, I don't know. It was weird. I mean, I got a lot of younger guys approaching me, and I was just like, no, 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 no. And then finally, TJ is the one that broke through that barrier. He just sold me on it, man. I mean, that was, the sex with him was so fun. And he's just a fun guy, you know, he's just a fun guy. And I was just like, what? Why have I been saying no to this? This is crazy. So, you know, I understand what I see in them. I still have a hard time understanding what the attraction is for them. Now, I'm not saying I'm not attractive. I think I'm attractive. I am attractive. I don't mind saying that. I'm an attractive woman. But, you know, when I think about when I was, let's say, you know, late 20s, early 30s, I would never, well, I just wouldn't have considered anybody younger. You know, I just didn't like that at all. You had to be my age or older, you know. For me, when I was younger, I liked older guys. And, you know, it was just a maturity factor. But, you know, physically, you know, these young guys, I mean, they can be with young girls. And young girls are beautiful. You know, in your 20s and 30s, I mean, that's really, you know, when you're looking, you know, I would say, for the most part, I mean, I'm not saying, believe me, I'm happy with the way I look. I think I look great. You know, I feel good, the whole nine yards. But I also recognize, you know, I'm not 24 anymore. I'm not, you know, looking like that, like I did back then. And, you know, and I think, gosh, they can, you know, they should be with these young, beautiful women. And some of them do, like they're, you know, they have a, whatever, you know, they're like, they have a range, you know, but, you know, I still, it's just weird. I get it on some levels. And then, you know, I know that they like to have, that's the sex and all that, but gosh, it's for the life of me. You know, I'm like, if I was them, I don't know that I'd be wanting to go with older women. I don't know. I probably somebody needs to explain it to me. and I've asked some of the guys, I'm like, what, you know, What is it about older women? You know who really loves older women is YW. I don't know that he's, I'm trying to remember. I don't think he's ever, no, I shouldn't say that. But he had a girlfriend, like, even way older than me. And it just blows me away, you know, and he just, like, thinks that women my age are gorgeous. And they look they look their best then, you know, and I'm like, all right. I mean, you know, good for you. But it's weird. I don't know. Like I said, I don't necessarily get it. I get the sex part, but like some of these guys, so let's go back to YW. Like, you know, I mean, he had a one-on-one relationship, you know, with this woman for quite a while, and you know, they were in love. I mean, you know, they were having a really, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend. And this was, and it went on for quite a while. I mean, years, I think, if I'm remembering correctly. And, you know, he really loved her. And, you know, it's just like, wow. I mean, to me, some, you know, sometimes that's why I have to have my cutoff, right? Because I, first of all, never really wanted to sleep with anybody in their 20s. Now, you know, one guy's 29, so I just kind of let that go under the radar. But I'm trying to stay out of the 20s. And right now there's a couple guys that are like, let's meet. And, you know, they want to move it forward. I'm like, and they're, I don't know. I think there's like a, and there's like 27, 28, 29. I'm like, oh, I want to, but then again, I'm hesitant because I'm just like, what the fuck is happening here? You know, I hate the term cougar and MILF. I do not consider myself a cougar. I don't go like hunting for young guys. You know, they're approaching me. I'm not, you know, I like guys my age a lot. I like, yeah, I mean, that's predominantly, you know, where I land. And again, like I said, up to this point in my life, you know, prior to this, I had never dated a younger guy. Everybody had always been, you know, either my age or older. And so, you know, this is a new thing, and I guess I'm a little sensitive to, you know, like someone saying, you know, you're a cougar or you're a MILF or whatever. At first I was really sensitive about it until I was talking to some of my girlfriends and they're like, oh yeah, younger guys, that's where it's at. And I'm like, what? I mean, nobody told me this. I was pissed at them. I'm like, wait a minute. But this is, you know, back when they were dating, and a lot of them are now married and or have a boyfriend, so on and so forth. So I, you know, I felt like, hey, you left me, you held out on me, but you know, the guys are fun. You know, I have a good time with them. Obviously I have to be able to relate to them and like them, you know, or I'm not going to be sleeping with them repetitively. And I just, you know, again, I just don't quite follow it. Now, who was it? HJ, who's my age. He explained it to me, you know, I mean, he said, hey, you know, they let, you know, your experience sexually, and, you know, you don't have the body issues or the hangups or whatever. And they want to have sex, and a lot of younger girls, you know, they want to check their phones and their social media and their makeup. And, you know, this was just what he said. I don't know. You know, again, I love the younger ladies. I'm not, you know, not trying to stereotype. But you know, that's where their heads are at. And, you know, younger guys, you know, have a high sex drive. They want to have sex, and they want somebody that's into having sex. And so I'm like, well, that is me. That does sum me up. I'm definitely sexually motivated right now. So anyway, I think it's just, weird. And, you know, sometimes I feel like, oh, I know where I started, but this was just like, how low can I go on the numbers? And, I said like, okay, I won't 29. Like first I was like 30s. I will not go out of the 30s. Then boop, I land in the 20s. And now, you know, I'm like, well, that door's kind of open. Right. And I'm like, well, where do I set my freaking bottom? I don't know. What is my bottom line number? I don't want 24, 21, 23, any of that. Oh God. I can't, it's like, even when I sit and like, if I sit and get in my head about it, then I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? This is crazy. But yeah, I don't know like where, I don't really know where my, what my bottom line comfort level is. And it really does depend on the guy. I mean, you know, the one guy in his 20s is extremely, extremely mature. And, you know, but certainly you will notice, you know, things about differences in your age. And it's only, you know, and it's not a slight on anybody. It's just when you've been on the planet longer, and if you've got 14 or 15 years on somebody, oh God, ouch. You of course, you know, have some differences, you know. I mean, there's things you know that they don't know yet. And it's not because they're not intelligent. It's just that it comes with age. Some things do just come with age. So yeah, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what, I really don't know what they're thinking. Because like, again, you know, go back to YW, he's just like, oh my God, you know, he was always so complimentary. He still is. He's like, you're so beautiful. And, you know, well, you know, I mean, he gives me like a big head and he means it. I mean, he freaking means it. It's not, he's not disingenuous. He means what he's saying. And I'm just looking at him like, shit, there's how many, like, let's look around the room here. How many 20 somethings, early 30s, you know, are there here? You could date any one of these gorgeous gals. And, you know, you want to hang out with somebody older? I mean, I don't know. Again, I'm not trying to slight myself. I'm not trying to take away anything from myself. I feel good. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel at my age. I really don't know. I never feel so conscious when I'm out with, you know, with a younger guy. I never feel like, oh God, what are people thinking? None of that. Never crosses my mind. It's interesting though, because, one guy will say like, oh, they're checking us out, trying to figure out what the dynamic is. And I'm like, huh? Who? Were they? I mean, like, I totally miss that stuff. Maybe people are going, what's that younger guy doing with that older woman? I don't know. I don't see it. I don't notice it. It doesn't even really cross my mind when I'm out with someone younger. But mentally, you know, again, like I said, there's a point where I go, okay, how freaking young, like what, how young can I go? And, when do I become, you know, Mrs. Robinson, or, you know, this is just too freaking Harold and Maude. And I'm sure I'm probably dating a lot of people on that Harold and Maude, because that's an old, I'm dating my, I mean, that's old even for me. But that was a weird, funky movie. If anybody's ever seen it. Really strange. And from the 70s. I mean, just completely bizarre. Obviously, so is The Graduate, but I think this is just even weirder. Yeah, it's Harold and Maude. It's a, you know, it's about a older woman, of much, much older woman, like an old lady with this young little 18-year-old guy. It's creepy. But so that's my point. Like, at what point does it get creepy? You know, I don't know. I mean, it seems like it's so much. I don't want to get into the creeper zone. I mean, where's the creeper zone? That's what I need to know. Somebody help me with this. Is it, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting on to the creeper zone. I don't know. I don't want to be creepy. And again, I have to say for the record, I don't, you know, approach these guys. I am not reaching out to them. It's just, you know, they're reaching out to me and they're like, hey, do you like younger guys? I love older women, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, you're kind of cute. And of course their bodies are great and their cocks are great. And, but again, so are they, you know, so are guys my age. I mean, I don't have an issue. I don't take issue with guys my age. I like guys my age. Here's the flip side of that though. Here's what I'm noticing now is, guys that are older than me. So where I used to totally love guys that were older, you know, well, that, you know, when I was younger, an older guy was great. 8, 10, even 15 years older. Fantastic. Now, somebody that's 15 years older than me, if they message me, I'm like, ew. And it's not so much, let me say this, it's not so much the age. It's the way they've taken care of themselves, or for better term, the way they haven't taken care of themselves. And I'm just going to, I know people will be like, stop nagging us, but listen, people, take younger people, take care of yourself. Don't, you know, you can't expect to eat 5 cheeseburgers and, you know, drink a quart of whiskey and go smoke a pack and while you're in the sun with no sunscreen and look good when you get older. When you're younger, you're resilient to all this stuff, okay? But when you get older, it's that shit shows up. It starts showing up, I would say, when I started noticing who was aging well and who was not, that was about my mid-30s. And it gets obvious. And you can probably even tell, right, you know, before that too. You can see when it's like people have had, you know, they look a little rough. And, you know, just trust me, I know it's hard to think about when you're young, like how this is going to affect you. But I actually started staying out of the sun, especially my face, when I was 29. I just was like, nope, not going to do it anymore. And I think what I got in a bad summer. I don't know what it was. Somebody got on me, my doctor, dermatologist, somebody. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to, you know, not going to do it. I mean, look at Nicole Kidman and what's that other gal, her friend. Oh boy, shit. I forget her name. She's really pale too. They look beautiful, lovely, gorgeous. That's because they stayed out of the sun. It's because they've taken care of themselves. And I do see older guys that have taken care of themselves too. So this is not to say, you know, that they haven't or that they aren't. But I don't know why. It's just weird. I'm just noticing this, like, more, you know, older guys. And when I say older, you know, I'm like, let's say 50s. That's to me is older. It's harder to find those guys that have, you know, really taken care of themselves. And I'm not trying to be unfair. I'm not in that age bracket yet. We'll see where I land when I get there. However, I kind of, you know, knowing what I know about myself now and how I look, I'm going to still be looking as good as I can and, you know, exercising, eating right, all that stuff, taking good care of myself when I'm that age. So I think that for me, I'll continue to look, you know, good at the age that I'm at and feel good about it. But yeah, I'm really having a hard time with the older guys. And I would love, honestly, I would love to go out and meet and have experiences with, you know, good sex with a guy that was older than me, you know, a lot older. I don't want to jump a bit with not like Hugh Hefner, but not that much older. But, you know, like I said, maybe 10 to 12 year range above me. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, shit, if Richard Gere knocked on my door, I certainly wouldn't say, you know, turn him away. But, you know, there's a lot of guys, again, that, you know, have taken good care of themselves. I'm just not being approached by any of them. And, you know, maybe they're with 20-year-olds. I don't know. Maybe those guys are like, fuck it. I'm going for the gusto. I'm going to go big. I'm going to go as good as I can get, as beautiful as I can get, young as I can get. But anyway, I have not come across them. And I'm like, damn it. That's kind of the one thing that's missing for me. And I'd love to, you know, have that experience. And maybe that's something I can add to my bucket list if that's not odd. You know, just somebody older. Yes, I want somebody older. But back to the younger guys. So, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out right now, where is my bottom? I don't mean my ass. I mean, what's my bottom line number? Like, what can I do? And maybe I'm being a little too heady about it. Who the fuck knows? I just don't, you know, I gotta know where does it get creepy? I'm curious. And I'm also curious, like, what do you guys think? Like, where do you think it looks creepy? You know, when you see, you know, a younger guy and an older woman. I mean, like, I look at, you know, like Madonna and Jennifer Lopez and Demi Moore and, you know, I mean, hey, they've all done it, right? I don't know. It's kind of different for them. You know, I'm not them. They can't, you know, they don't give a shit, and that's good for them. I kind of do. It's something where I'm like, you know, maybe I'm worried about the social acceptability. I don't know. But I'm definitely right now, you know, because I have some opportunities to meet with some guys, and I'm just like, oh, God. Oh. I'm hesitating right now. And these are good looking guys. I mean, obviously they're shit. I mean, they're young, you know, they're gorgeous bodies and oh man. I mean, I know. I know how good that's going to feel. But again, I'm like, are you getting creepy? Okay. Are you getting creepy? Curious girl. Are you getting creepy? Come to terms with it. I don't want to land in the creeper zone. So, again, anybody has any guidelines on that, please feel free to send me an email and give me your 2 cents. By the way, this is just totally off the subject. Somebody, IanMax74. That's his handle. Sent me the funniest response, voice response, recorded himself talking to me about the dick pic thing. Oh my God. I started like 5 a.m. my morning with that. I was laughing so loud. I'm like, I'm sure, you know, somebody down the street could hear me. I was cracking up. I mean, and he also said I didn't bring up what about the pussy pics. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, like unsolicited pussy pics. So I'm going to do a public service announcement here. Ladies, don't send your unsolicited pussy pics, okay? If a guy wants to see your pussy, trust me, they're not shy. They'll ask. You don't need to send your pussy pics. And he was also mentioning just like the hairiness, the very hairy ones that pop up. And ladies, you got to take care of your business. Trim that shit up. Just, you know, touch it up. I understand if you're older, you may be from what you think is attractive is, you know, came from a different generation. But let me just tell you something, and you need to hear this. Nobody wants to fuck mock crotch. Okay. Do you know what mock crotch is? That's like your mom's crotch. If it's going down your leg or popping out of your bathing suit and, you know, like a hairy jungle, this is not sexy. Guys don't like it. You can do a little shaving. You don't have to have some little porno, you know, bald, whatever. You can still have something that's age appropriate for you, but well kept. There. There's my public service announcement on that. No, because I don't want to be unfair. It's been brought to my attention that women do this too, inappropriately and unsolicited. So I hope I've leveled that playing field. All right. Anyhow, I think that's enough on the, you know, younger guy thing. I do enjoy it. I hope to continue to enjoy it. I'm just not sure, you know, when it gets creepy. Or maybe that's when I turn into a cougar or a MILF. I don't know. Which again, I don't think I'm either of those two. But yeah, that's up for debate, I suppose. Anyhow, thanks so much for listening. Again, if you can help me with this, I'm in the gray zone here. Like, what do I do? Help me with this subject. I would much appreciate it. And you can send your questions or comments to curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.